second scripture reading today is from Malachi 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. History records the names of kings and queens and high priests. And so, if you remember me, you will not remember my name. You will remember me only as the daughter of Ananias, one high priest, and the wife of Caiaphas, another high priest. If you remember me, you will not remember my name. But I think you will remember something that I have done. At least I pray that you will. I guess I should start at the beginning. My very first memory is going to the market with my father. My father was the most beautiful man I had ever seen. His beard was long and shiny. His teeth were strong and bright. His clothes sparkled. I loved to go to the market with my father and his friends. And so, every week that I was permitted, I would follow along with them. And I would go and listen to the cries of the vendors and watch the people buying and selling things. And then one Sunday, I saw far on the end of the market, way at the very end, something I had never seen before, a bright, bright fire. And I asked my father, what is that? What is that? And he said, oh, that's the refiner. He comes through from time to time, and he helps people make metal. And he needs to have a very bright fire to do that. I was so fascinated, and I couldn't stop looking and wanting to get closer. As we walked through the market, I noticed something that day I had never noticed before. Not all the men in the market were as beautiful as my father. Some of them had very old and raggedy clothes. Some of them had very dirty beards. And many of them looked very thin and sick. And I wondered, why is my father so beautiful and these men look so desperate? But I didn't think to ask my father that question because I was walking toward the fire and I wanted to see it. As we got closer, I could feel the heat from the fire before I even got close. And my father lifted me on his shoulders, and the other men, his friends, said, don't let her any nearer, she'll get burned. And he said, she wants to see. And we came really close to the fire, and we looked in, and it was melting and bubbling in a pot. Something like metal, something like rocks, an intoxicating smell. I remember thinking I had never seen anything so beautiful and so frightening and so exhilarating. After that, I didn't go to the market with my father all that much because I had to be in the women's quarters to learn about what it was that I was to do when I married Caiaphas, which I had known since I was born that I would do. And so over time, I settled into the routine of the wife of a high priest. And over time, I became very refined at my job, which was to guide, to lead, to instruct, to serve, and to always be the power behind the man who ruled. One day, I was out riding in my litter. Now, a litter is like a box, and slaves carry it on their shoulders. And I, of course, would ride a litter around because those people who I had seen in the market, they were on the ground, and I was not to get near them, not to get dirty, not to get soiled, not to talk with them. So I was riding in my litter, and I heard a voice outside. The curtains were closed. And the voice said, "God writes a new book of history. Kings and queens are not in this book. In God's book, there's a new kind of writing." And the voice continued, and I was so interested that I peeked out of the curtain just a little bit, and I asked the slaves, "Please stop the litter." I peeked out a little bit, and I could see the man standing by the side of a river, and he was talking. And he said, "Those who are high will be low, and those who are low will be high, and those who are rich will be poor, and those who are poor will be rich." I had never thought that this might be the way that God wanted things to be. When I had seen my father and my husband and all the men that I knew, seen their beautiful clothes, their shining beards, when I had seen the others who were so sick-looking, poor and dirty, I had thought, this must be the way that God wants things to be. I had never seen anybody say that maybe God would want things to be different. So I asked the slaves to stop, and I stayed and I listened. And the next day, I found a reason to go back past that river. And again, the man was there. And again, he was saying, "The kings and the queens will be written out of history. God is writing a new book. The low will be high, and the high will be low." And I said to my slave, "Who is this man?" And my slave said, "This is John, John the Baptist. He's a teacher." And I looked that day and I saw that he wasn't just talking. He was also leading people into the water, and then he was covering them with water. And I said, "What is he doing?" And they said, "He's baptizing them." And at that moment, I remembered how I had felt when I looked into that fire when I was a little girl, that I had never seen anything so beautiful and so frightening and so exhilarating as rocks being changed into metal. And I had the same feeling as I looked at those people, that as they went into water and came out, they were being changed into something brand new. I wondered if that change could be for me too. But I went home, and I went back to my duties. And the next day, I found a reason once again to pass the river. And as I heard John the Baptist speaking, I knew that I had to see if that change could also be for me. As I heard him say, "The mountains will be low, and the low places will be high, and those who have will be taken away, And for those who do not have, much will be given. I stepped out of the litter, and I walked down to the river. And I felt it again, that feeling of fire, exhilarating and beautiful and terrible. And I said to him, I would like to be baptized today. And I walked into the water, and I came out somebody new. Somebody who wanted to tell a new history, a new story. I went home that day, and I gathered my daughters and my granddaughters around me. And I told them this story. I said, men will write books of history, and in those histories will be the names of kings and high priests and rulers. But God is writing a different history. And in God's book will be your name and your name and your name and your name. And I looked at the faces of my daughters, and I knew that this is God's way. I knew that this was God's story. And I knew that they would carry this story to their daughters and their daughters' daughters and their daughters' daughters' daughters. I knew it would not be without risk, because those who are in power then as now want to hang on to that power with everything that they have. And I asked my daughters, as I told them that story, to take a risk. And as I asked them on that day, I challenge you on this day. Can you walk to the fire? Can you walk to the water? Can you look at it so beautiful and frightening and exhilarating and be willing to be changed? And then, having been changed, can you risk telling the story that is written in God's book? Amen.